The Wikimedia Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization headquartered in San Francisco, and it's the organization that operates the websites Wikipedia and its sister sites as well.
We're responsible for keeping the sites up and running, raising the money to pay the hosting bills.
It provides the legal protections, supports the community, and does all the work that makes it possible for the editors to write Wikipedia and keep it alive.
The Wikimedia Foundation decided several years back that, first of all, we had grown faster than we ever intended. Nobody expected it to be this big of a success. Basically, we'd been running the top five website on shoestring and prayers. So the executive director, Sue Gardner, asked us to put together a team to look at doing a strategic plan, but with the caveat that it had to be in the same style as Wikipedia.
So there's a bit of a stereotype about how it used to be done. It did used to be done alone in boardrooms, but most people don't do it that way anymore. But I knew that we would really, really, really need to not do it that way.
So Wikipedia, all of Wikipedia's sister projects, are grassroots projects. There are literally thousands of people all over the world who are participating in these. And the projects have always been driven by these volunteers from the bottom up. Anything that they wanted to do as an organization really had to be aligned with the movement as a whole.
So my first concern going into the process was, what if we throw a party and nobody shows up?
Sometimes people have this this sort of false notion that, especially in this day and age on the internet, like, you can post something and you can have some sort of online space, and then all of a sudden hordes of people are just going to go off and they're going to start doing stuff for you. And that's not how it works at all. You have to, you know, create something that's compelling for other people, where they see the value for themselves to participate.
But we also knew that we were going to have to go outside of the Wikimedia community to get input and expertise from other kinds of people who could bring to the table stuff that Wikipedians themselves would not know.
We had two people on staff at the Wikimedia Foundation. I was the facilitator, and we had a project lead, Eugene Eric Kim.
He actually designed the whole project.
The first part was really about listening. It was about being very open. And once we went through this listening process, we wanted to identify what sort of the key topic areas would be, and then actually put together a bunch of volunteer task force and do a deep dive into each of these topic areas.
We did engage a consulting firm, Bridgespan, to do some of the gap analysis for us.
The Bridgespan team did a ton of work to really quantify and put analysis behind a lot of the trends that are in the Wikimedia, that were existent in the Wikimedia movement. And then it was then to fill gaps in the process. One of the early things we learned is the more polished our work was when it was presented to the community, the less engagement we got.
Every proposal was evaluated, and we got these insightful, deep, well thought out questions about, you know, mobile broadband connectivity speed in India, or our financial sustainability model. These people had engaged with the documents. They had read what we were doing. So a challenge for any other organization trying to replicate this is going to be supporting a community of people who want to do this, and then being incredibly open about where you are and where you're going to go.
You need a willingness to give up control.
It's a five-year strategic plan. It will take us into 2015. I got a little choked up when I saw the document, the final document, and it had been to the printer. And on the back page, there's a list of the 1,000 people who contributed. Almost everybody is able to look at this and say, although I may not agree with the end result, I see how you got there, and I can get on board.
And this was a total highlight, because it was, you know, it was as a high quality product as I've seen in any of my other work, but it was done in a process that was, you know, fundamentally superior to all the other ones.
People respected the outcome because they did get heard, and they did have a chance to say their piece, and they did hear each other talk, and it was an authentic and honest process.
The fundamental reason why I knew this project would work was because I knew we already had a community that was deeply passionate and deeply caring about the work and the mission and the other people. The success of this project, the strategy project, was not about me, it was not about Philippe, it wasn't about Barry or Sue or any of these people. It was about the community.